You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are here at Sight Village in Glasgow, and I'm joined by Ian Kennedy from Sight and Sound Technology, who has one of the exhibits here today. So thanks for joining me.
No worries.
So yeah, tell us why you're here today and what you've got for the public.
Really excited to be back in Glasgow. We've got some new bits of kit. We've got the kind of standard magnifiers and things that people would expect, but we've got things like the WeWalk, which is the WeWalk 2, the second iteration of the WeWalk cane, which lots and lots of people are really excited about. We've got Envision glasses, we've got the Orcams, and we've got some really nice new tech from a company called Biped.
Now, you're holding that in your hand just at the moment. What is it?
So it's a wearable that goes over your, I'll just put it on just now, it goes over your shoulders,
okay.
A bit like a kind of backwards backpack, if you like.
It does look like that, yeah.
And you've got a kind of control unit on your right-hand side, and you've got a camera system on the left-hand side, and it's connected to bone conductive headphones, which I'm wearing at the minute, so you can still hear your surroundings.
So what's it doing?
So three different things. So it's obstacle detection, it is navigation, and it's got artificial intelligence built in. So it's it can do scene describing of what's in front of you, or if you go to a park, it can find a seat, or it can, you can set it to find the nearest door, or if there's a seat that's empty. You can link it to your phone, and you can use turn-by-turn navigation, which comes through your headset, and it can also find things like, so it's called crosswalks, but yeah, pedestrian crossings and things like that, zebra crossings. So you can set it to support you in your navigation. You can set it also so it's not instead of other mobility aids. So you would maybe use, something like a long cane. So it's to be used along with long cane.
And it looks really futuristic. Is there much learning involved?
No, I can thankfully say. I got the box last night. I was playing about with it for about an hour. And yeah, I'm pretty much there. It's a really, really nice piece of kit. It's not too heavy. So it sits over your shoulders. It's only 900 grams. And yeah, it seems to just work out the box. It's great.
So I've been speaking to the people behind the scenes at Sight Village, and they're expecting a large crowd to turn up today. What other stuff have you got for them? People are invited to come along and try it out, talk to yourself, get advice, but obviously get a feel of the equipment as well. I'm looking at what I think is the WeWalk cane in front of me as well. Can you talk the listeners through what that's doing at the moment? And this is obviously an updated one as well.
Yeah, so there was the first iteration of this, which was hugely successful. The difference with this is there's obviously kind of software updates, but they've made the handle more like a long cane handle, so it's a lot slimmer than the previous one. Again, you can turn by turn directions with the WeWalk cane. It's got obstacle detection, and that can be set to kind of high, medium, or low. But essentially, it looks, it's not a big bulky piece of equipment. It looks like a long cane, but smarter. Lots of people are kind of really, really liking that. We've got Eyes Reality, which is a bit of a kind of curveball. So Eyes Reality is our augmented reality simulator.
Okay.
So it's to simulate eye conditions for people who do not have sight loss or eye conditions. So it's a kind of learning tool for teachers, educators, and it's used a lot in social care and health services. So we do a lot of training with other professionals to make sure that they've got a understanding of the impact of sight loss. So that's, as I say, a bit of a curveball, but we kind of bring that out so that people can experience different degrees of sight loss. And it's so much different than the simulation spectacles, which a lot of people are familiar with.
Have they got those?
Yeah, so they're very much kind of on or off.
Yeah.
Whereas, because this is using a phone that sits within a kind of headset that you wear, you control it with a tablet. And the tablet itself has, between 0 and 10 kind of levels or gradients, so you can actually experience somebody's potential sight loss journey.
Wow.
And you can also layer one eye condition on top of another, because quite often somebody may have more than one eye condition at one time. So you're able to do that, which is completely different than totally different to the usual the simulation spectacles that are kind of old hat, if you like.
Well, you seem to have something for everyone. What are you hoping for the exhibition today?
Just as you say, for folk to come along and get kind of hands-on experience. I think some of the pieces of equipment here are great, but I think it's quite a lot to ask people to buy them straight off the bat without having touched them, tried them. So
it leads me seamlessly into my next question. How do people find out more about what you do at Sight and Sound Technology?
Website. Site. Come along today, obviously, but the Sight and Sound website, or go to the website and there's the number there.
Brilliant. Ian Kennedy from Sight and Sound Technology, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much.
And enjoy the rest of Sight Village.
Cheers, man. Take care.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.